one.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We're here.
Here we go.
I was waiting for the theme music.
Yeah. STI. How to change your heart.
Never been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt. Yeah.
That's it. Mic check, mic check.
Are we on?
We in.
Radio Land. Welcome, welcome to the Emotion Picture. Show number 8.
I'm so excited tonight.
Why is that? Where you at right now? You in Cleveland today?
No, I am on the main streets of Clearwater. I'm home, so I'm excited.
Okay, so
not only am I home, but I'm also managing the switchboard tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, I love to be in control.
I'm home, too. I'm in Brooklyn, New York right now.
Okay. How was the show last week, Shaw?
Yo, the show, man, the show was really good. Like, I don't even say that about my shows, but
great.
Nah, my show's the eye. I be trying to improve, but this one I nailed it. Like, I got the crowd involved. Like, the songs rocked. It was good, man. A lot of good energy. People was still chanting after I got off. Like, it was hot. Yeah.
They're chanting. What were they chanting?
They were chanting, I want to win. Like, I did. I
okay. Okay. Okay.
And the host was like, you know, it was hot. Especially not have my DJ and still pull it off, you know.
All right. Yeah. I was locked up. But, if everyone else wants to share this experience, then we got like 3 shows coming up. We have 2 in D.C. and 1 somewhere in Maryland. I don't know if it's Baltimore or somewhere, but y'all stay tuned and definitely, you know, we'll let you know about the details of that one.
Cool.
People already, yeah. I mean, why are people already trying to chime in?
Because they know what it is. They know we're talking about. The people in their house right now, they want to know some of this interracial dating couple situations. They want to talk about it.
They want to talk about it, huh?
Yeah.
So, I think, Jazz, you got a clip, Jazz?
I got a clip to start us off tonight.
Since she's got jungle fever.
Why? Why are we out here tonight, Flipper?
All right, you got to promise me that you're not going to tell anyone.
My lips are sealed. Come on, what happened?
All right, but you got to swear. I mean, this is like swearing a stack of Bibles, swearing like a zillion rosary beads.
I swear on my great-grandmother, okay? We swear what?
I cheated on Drew.
I'm seeing somebody.
You two-timer?
Who are you seeing?
Oh.
I thought you were going to drop a bomb.
And what is he, like blonde, blue-eyed surfer type?
Hey, dude.
Right?
She's white.
White?
Why are you really black? If you fall down,
if I found out, I don't know.
She's Italian.
H-bomb.
From Bensonhurst.
Nuclear megaton bomb.
Hey, look, this is the 90s. There's nothing wrong with it, you know?
The both of you's got jungle fever. The both of you.
People like Jungle Fever, yes. Wow. I remember seeing that movie in the theater, I think, way back then. But, you know, tonight's show isn't really just about black and white relationships, because I think I saw online that a lot of people feel that they qualify, too. Like, I have a Dominican homegirl, and her man is Puerto Rican, and, you know, she felt like she had younger people, too. So, Jazz, what exactly is an interracial relationship? Can you be, like, one Irish, one German? Like, what is it?
One Irish, one German, one Haitian, one Jamaican, one white, one black, one Hispanic, one Asian. I would just say anything that is outside of your nuclear family's race, nationality.
Okay. So you can have, like, a Panamanian and a Costa Rican be at odds because its heritage is too different. Okay, I understand that.
Absolutely. I mean, you can definitely see that in... I mean, I know this is not tonight's show, but in religion, it could be. So there's a lot of ways that you can kind of break up how we are different. Eric said, Haitians ain't Jamaicans. Eric, I need you to turn up your phone. Get closer to the computer. Because what I was saying was, we can define interracial even as being Haitians dating Jamaicans.
Oh, no. You have to understand, we have callers from everywhere in the chat room. Eric is from Detroit, and I think basically he's like Haitian and Jamaicans. Like, to them, it's like we all coconuts or something like that. So I think that, yeah, like, you're all the same. You know, you go out of town, everybody's Jamaican. I didn't. No, but from Guyana, yeah, he's Jamaican too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So anybody with an accent is Jamaican.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's what he was saying.
In Detroit.
in Detroit.
So, I mean, do you guys define that any different, or at least for tonight's show, so that way we know what we're talking about?
Well, me, I guess if I had to define interracial relationship, I'd just be saying, like, you know, black and white, pretty much. But, you know, I know most folk, they do the black and the Asian and the, you know, the Latinos and collard greens and anything. So, I mean, for tonight, I could pretty much rock with that. I never actually dated or dealt with anyone that was of Hispanic origin before, which is pretty weird, me being in Brooklyn, but it's never worked out for me before. I never tried, actually. You know, not that I don't love the mommies out there. It just seems never went down like that. I think I did actually, well, I think, no, I'm lying. My first girlfriend was a white girl. I ain't gonna lie to nobody. Her name was Caroline, in case y'all want to know about that. And yeah, it's Caroline, yeah. It lasted about a day and a half, I think. But that was my first girl, you know, my first kiss and stuff like that. And after that, I haven't really had any relationship with anyone that wasn't... Oh, okay, well, boom. If we're kind of Filipino, then I did also have a Filipino person... dealt with someone that was from Guam, actually. So, yeah, I guess I dealt with that. But I never had a long, drawn-out relationship with someone that was Caucasian, per se. I think anything's wrong with that. I'm just saying. You know.
You just have your experience.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's my experience. But each his own, you know, pretty much. I just, and also, I think when I had that girl who was a white girl, I was in Canada at that point in time, and there was no one in that community that was, you know, black, and pretty much, you know, you date who you're around, you know, and me being in Brooklyn, New York, and, you know, being from a certain sector of Brooklyn, New York, I'm not really around too many white people, per se, so, you know, black it is.
But it's fair game for you, though.
What do you mean?
That you don't have a particular preference. It's kind of just, you know, what's around. Like, you're attracted to...
I got a preference. I mean, you know, woman is woman, you know, and pretty much I can find something good in all of them, but I do have a preference as far as complexion is concerned.
I hope the third caller meets your preference, because...
What are you talking about?
Today... Huh? Today, DJ Victorious decided to hijack my Facebook page and let the ladies know that I'm putting it out there, that the third female caller this evening will be privileged enough to go on a date with him.
Oh, boy. Jasmine, pour me out tonight, everybody.
Yep. Sponsored by Pure Romance.
Wow. I did not know that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I think I called first, Shaw was second, so I guess Jasmine's me and you?
No, I was
yeah, the third person.
Fourth, so I don't count.
Oh, you don't count.
But
okay, well, somebody better call up quick
also,
then.
Mm-hmm. I'm also in control, and I'm going to strategically, no, I'm just kidding. But no, I'm holding you to that. Cause
yeah, they call it hell date. Hey, okay.
So, Shaw, how about you?
I am not a racist. However, I look back at my life.
Would you have to use a disclaimer like that?
I am not a racist.
But I look back at my life and I take a look at the pictures that I have of me and some girls I hung out with over the years, and they all happen to be somewhat dark or brown or light. But nobody's Spanish, nobody's Caucasian, like really. So I don't know. Like I've hung out with girls from different places and nationalities and all of that type of stuff, but I've never dated one. And I think if I had to analyze myself, I think the reason would be because I get uncomfortable easy. So you know, if we're watching Chris Rock and he's making black white jokes, it might mess with me. You know, I might be thinking, is she thinking that? Or if I got a Spanish girl and I'm around her family and they're speaking a whole bunch of Spanish, and I think they're talking about me. So, yeah. And I don't like baseball. So.
They probably are. How about soccer?
Oh, yeah. No soccer, no Mexicans for sure.
yeah, I mean, I could watch it if it's like World Cup type thing. I'm lying right now. I don't like soccer. I'm not a racist. I don't think like black people are better than
who
us.
Says that though? Who says I'm not a racist before they say things?
A racist?
People that say, hey, I have a black friend, like, yeah, racist.
Well, right. Shaw, let me ask you a question. You went to college, right?
For a little while, yeah.
You played basketball in college, yeah.
Correct.
What school did you go to, Shaw?
The first school I went to was in Des Moines, Iowa.
Iowa. Okay, so, So, Des Moines, is that like the hood of Iowa? Is there a lot of black women there, or what?
Des Moines is the hood, but where I stayed, Boone, it was not the hood.
Okay,
you did
without sex.
I had a girl at home. She was at home. She was,
but you cheated
yeah.
on her 9 times. We
exactly. Yeah, yeah. Two
Wait.
Shows ago, sir, you said that her relationship didn't last for about 2 weeks before you had got some college coochie. So.
Wait a minute, guys. Let's make sure we want to keep this show factual. We want to keep some credibility here. So thanks to the quick facts by census.gov, in Des Moines, Iowa, the percentage of white folks that's just as white persons, in 2009, which means it was even more dense back when you were there, is 93.9%.
Des Moines?
Yeah. Yes, in Des Moines. There are 2.8% black people. And we won't count the others because you're not interested in them either. So now you can proceed with your comment about living in Des Moines and having a black girlfriend for 2 weeks.
I mentioned I dated Selena Johnson because she went to Drake. But, it's either here or there. But no, this was the first time that I experienced dealing with women from other, what you call them, races. That was the first time was in Iowa. But like I said, it didn't go far. Like we didn't have like deep relationships and things like that.
So you just sampled the white coochie then basically.
No, but I was sheltered. I ain't gonna lie, I was afraid. Like I was afraid to go out on a date with this girl, with me and her, and I had to invite my boy along because I just didn't know
choo,
how I would
choo.
Be.
Choo.
Yeah. And that's
so you invited your boy along. Shaw, are you admitting to having a train with a white woman on the radio?
No. We went to the movie. We went to see.
You were sampling. playing white coochie in a movie theater with your boy?
With his boy.
In Des Moines? Oh.
No, I really, I just didn't want to be seen one-on-one because I wasn't sure. Like, if I did that in Brooklyn, then I would look like I was, you know, I don't know. It was alienated. I just felt I was ignorant, man. So I was scared. It would have been the same if she had one leg. Like, that's how I looked at it.
So,
you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Oh, after you finish your thought, I just want to, before sharing my experience, I have a third caller that cannot wait to get on the line. So go ahead. And I see you, third caller, 850.
Well, I'm not saying, you know, Shah, you know, is doing this, but I find that a lot of people, well, I say a lot of men are embarrassed by their white escapades. You know, you see sometimes in the club, you know, maybe that one white girl in the club and everybody's watching her. You know, but you got to get her in the corner somewhere so no one can see you. So I'm wondering, Sha, if you feel embarrassment for at one time having attraction or interaction with white women.
I was a teenager, and it just was something new that I didn't know anything about, honestly. I don't know if I was. If I would have loved that girl, I wouldn't have been embarrassed at all. But I didn't love her. And, you know, the Midwest was different. Like, they were, you know, hold on a second. Yeah, it was different. But y'all talk amongst yourselves. No, I don't know.
I think Charles reminiscing there about a snowflake. Eric in the chat room, he asks if we care, like us as black men, if we care if we see a white man with a black woman. You know, Sha? He stepped away.
Yo, what happened now?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. Do you care when you see a white man and a black woman?
Nah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. So we have a caller?
We do. We have a caller that, it looks like, here they go. This caller is from 850, and caller, you are on the air. I hear a little bit of feedback.
You need
from radio
to turn that radio off or down, though.
Or your computer down.
Yeah, turn your computer down.
Is that better?
That's
that
great.
Is much better. But before you start, let's get your turn. Yay! You just won a date with DJ Victorious. Yay!
Oh, she's stupid.
Oh, wait. I was wondering if I thought I was with number four, or at least number two.
Ooh.
I wasn't
aiming
for
it.
Lord, can you play the chairs for me? I'm hurting.
Oh, no. I'm sensitive. I just want to make sure that you know that a necessity. An accessory. But I'm trying to understand. I have to cut straight to the chase. I hate to apologize. Introductions, I'm Jessica. I'm driving to Tampa. I'm on my way to Tampa, and I'm listening to the show about this interracial dating. And I'm trying to figure out, gentlemen from Des Moines, are you trying to figure out whether or not you want to date a white woman or that you're not a racist?
Who are you asking this question of?
Who's the one that's talking about that from Des Moines that started off the comment that said, I'm not a racist?
Oh, that's
Shah. Oh, yeah, that was
okay.
Me. Okay. That was me.
And are you trying to figure out whether...
The
floor
is
yours.
Oh. no, I wasn't really trying to figure out anything. I was just giving my opinion about me analyzing my dating throughout the years. Like, Jasmine asked me how I felt about it. And I was just saying that I don't feel like I am a racist or I'm prejudging anybody. I just felt like throughout all the women I've dated, mm-hmm. I've always kind of kept it similar to me, like even my nationality, like even just dating people that are from America. Like, I mean, I've dated Jamaican, Panamanians, Trinidadians, all types of things, but I think my preference, like Victoria said, is probably closer to me, analyzing what I've done in the past. Like now, who knows, but I'm just looking back. So, no, I don't think I'm a racist, and I don't I don't think I am ruling anybody out at this point. Like, I've lived enough.
So you've lived enough to not date a white person?
No, I've lived enough to not.
I'm too old for that, goddamn it!
I just look at it at this point, since you're saying that you're older, or how, I don't know how old you are, but at this point you're reaching to look for your partner, not necessarily a color or a shade. You're looking for your life partner,
right,
to be able to, you know, love on you during your middle ages, kiss on you when you're aching and pain, and then wipe your ass when, you know, you're 90-something years old. So
right,
if she came in a package of a white woman or in a white package, would you have a difficulty accepting that as your package?
Me personally, I wouldn't at this point. I would probably, there would be times when I would be uncomfortable, like I wrote today, you know, when I'm saying songs with nigga in them, and I'm looking at her, like, wondering how she feels about it, or, you know, we watching certain things, and stereotypical stuff comes on, and I'm wondering if she's feeling a certain way, you know, but that could happen with any nationality, not just Caucasian. So, yeah. I don't rule anything out.
I'll put you back on the good dude list then.
Jessica, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Do you have any experience in this department?
I have. I actually have. I dated an older white man that I didn't realize I was dating him, so he told me that we were dating.
Was he giving you money, or how did that work out? I don't understand.
No, just a matter of being in a common interest group and enjoying each other's company and being invited to something, and then realizing when moves are being made, like, oh, shit, wait, why are you trying to kiss me? That's when I realized that we were dating. So
what?
I was hanging out.
So how old were you and how old was he?
He was 41. And
mm-hmm.
I was somewhere between 27, 28.
Okay, not that much older. So once he tried to kiss you, what did you do?
I was like, okay, I'm going to give you a kiss, and I'm going to see
okay.
if this works out.
Did it work out?
Wah, wah, wah. No.
Oh, Jesus, what happened?
Something like that.
Wow. Okay.
More like wah wah wah. No sparks. No butterflies. No guineas. Just pure platonic friendship. And that was where it stemmed from. That was my experience. Tried it. Can't, you know, I can go down and say and have this conversation with anybody, knowing that, you know, I wasn't even interested. I ended up kind of dating him, and then when he went to kiss me, I didn't pull back. I kissed him, and there was nothing there. So I traveled through the entire experience.
So you never really actually been in a relationship, though?
With a white person?
Yes.
No,
a white giraffe. Yeah, a white person.
Not in, like, a full-on monotony. No. No relationship. We're going to call that a dating experience. But
okay.
The dating experience...
Well, why not?
I mean, I tried to. I dated a man in order to see if, I guess at that point, when I committed to kissing him, I acknowledged the fact that there could be something behind it. So I tried it, and there was nothing behind it, so there was no need to continue on.
Ever again?
Until
with
the
that
opportunity
man
presented
or
itself.
With any of his kind?
Oh, no, yeah. If the opportunity presented itself, I mean, sure. I would, if it was everything that I ever wanted, why not?
Okay. Well, thanks for calling
Thank
me
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
and
you.
Be safe on the road. So a lot of folks have their hands up. Is it okay if we take another caller, guys?
Yeah, let's get at them.
I don't know why I'm asking, because I'm in control.
You're in control.
But...
Jason wants to know if we can get to some real racists calling in, because everybody here is a fake non-racist. Can we get some George Jefferson, Archie Bunkers up in here? Everyone's so PC right now.
I'm gonna go for this 813-362 number. This number looks real racist. Let's see. 813-362. You're on the line. I hope this is not a fake racist.
No, I'm not a racist. I just called. Am I a fake racist?
Like,
well, we don't know yet.
Jessica?
Oh, no, I'm not a fake racist. No, I was just calling. First of all, y'all have a nice show. Just want to say that.
Thank you.
And also, I just want to give my experience. Because I didn't get out of my race until last year. I dated a white guy. He was a cool dude, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think for me it was one of those type of things where it kind of had me open up to other races, not just white, because I was just strictly just black man, black man, black man, which I still love, you know. But I'm more open now, but just dating him for a little while kind of made me realize that that's just something that probably, you know, and maybe he just wasn't the right guy. You know, but, you know, it wasn't really my thing. But, you know, I could say I tried it. He was a nice guy. And at the end of the day, you know, I still, you know, I like what I like. And I like my preference.
What is your preference, caller?
African-American men.
African-American men. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
thank
you know.
So
oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Well, cut her
You're
off.
Welcome.
I thought she just cut me all off.
I'm sorry.
You gotta go.
I know that there are more callers, so I'm gonna hang up. But I just wanted to, you know, share my experience with that.
Well, thank you, and call back next week.
Please do. All right, and in the meantime, I have a small clip for.
Since she's got jungle fever, they got jungle fever. We're in love.
Is that Carlton?
It was. And that was for the not-so-fake racist that just out.
You know, it's funny that everyone's like, I tried it once in 97, and, you know, I did my thing. You know, Obama can be mad at me. Nobody wants to – well, I guess the last caller said, I have a preference to African-American men. But it seems like it's almost PC to say that you like a certain type of person because you will be accused of being racist. You know, I think that it should be okay to have, you know, your preference in being your own heritage without someone saying that there's a problem with that, I think. I think it becomes a problem. Sometimes, you know, you could be a black person or let's say a Korean person and only want the opposite, not opposite, but, you know, a different race. And I think that may or may not delve into a little bit of self-hatred. Like, there's a difference between being open to everyone and just saying, well, no, I don't like black guys. I like, you know, white guys, no more brothers for me, or... You know, white women may say, well, I don't like white guys. You know, I think that becomes a problem. What you think?
Hmm.
We didn't really get your take on the whole thing, Jasmine.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of thinking about what you're saying about kind of the self-hatred thing. It kind of makes me think of those people that were, I guess, more or less in college that were still trying to figure out their identity. And there were those, really I recall white women that really were, you know, narrowing themselves down to only, you know, only black men. And they only hung with black people. And I don't, that used to irritate me a lot. I don't know why it did so much, but kind of some of the little bit of what you're talking about, I used to kind of wonder, like, you know, why don't they kind of open up their, they have everybody at their disposal, so to speak, why do they just narrow in on this small population? But my experience, so I really don't have that much to add to tonight's show from the dating perspective because I've never dated a white man. I have dated an Asian guy, just like very, very briefly, but this will sound a little silly, but I did not like the way he smelled. And he didn't smell. It was very weird. I was young. I was about 16 or 17 years old, and it wasn't like a foul body odor like we were talking about a few nights ago, but it was kind of the food that he ate was like permeating through his skin, and his skin was also very soft, softer than what I had been used to in black men, and I did not like that. Mm. And that experience kind of turned me off from, I won't say it turned me completely off, but it was just kind of, it just wasn't a good experience, and I don't know. It seems so silly, kind of in retrospect, but I just remember not really enjoying him, like physically just being around him. So that was really short-lived. But to take what I do have to share on this topic, and I think that this will maybe take our show in a different direction, is that I am a child of a mixed couple. My mother is Filipino, and my father is Panamanian, and a dark-skinned Panamanian, so I look like an African-American woman. And
it boils down to it.
That's what it boils down to. When I walk out the house, I'm a black woman. However, I was raised in a Filipino household. I subscribe to the traditions, the food, the culture, and I was raised with my mom, so it's been very difficult all my life to be only identified outside of my household as a black woman when neither one of those are kind of the culture that I was raised in. So a lot of people, when we have these discussions kind of off the cuff, I tend not to be supportive of interracial relationships, especially when procreation is involved. And people will say things like, you know, I'm a racist, or I'm prejudiced, or I don't like white people, I don't like, you know, Asians, or whatever. And that's not the case. It is more about my experience as a child growing up with a mother that looks very different than me. My mother looks like a Filipino woman. You know, people say, oh, the little Chinese lady, little Korean lady, what have you. And they used to wonder if she was our nanny. and that was very painful. As a child, when she would come to pick me up, they would say things like, where, you know, where's her mother, or who are you? Or children would tease me and my sisters and say things like, well, why you guys don't have hair like your mom? That's not your real mother. And also from the other side, going into the Filipino culture, when we would go places where there are majority Filipino people, we were comfortable going in because that's what we knew, but they would be very rude to us. How do you know how to eat that? Oh, your mother must have married, you know, someone from the military, like pretty much assuming that she was some type of prostitute, and that wasn't the case. She was here as a young girl herself. So that has been my experience growing up, and so I know there's been a little bit of talk about identity. And it's true. I have no problem with saying that mixed children do have issues with identity, especially when they don't look like the other parent. So that's my perspective and why I have such a strong opinion about, you know, being very careful about procreation when it comes to mixed children. And I've heard parents say things like, well, you know, we love you just the same, or I'm not going to allow anybody to blah, blah, blah. But at some point, that child has to go out into the world, and the world is very mean, can be very cruel, even when they try to say, you know, nice things like, oh, you have such good hair, or I don't know. A lot of dumb things have been said over the years. So.
I want someone to give you a hug. Are you nearby a close friend? You okay?
No, I'm not, and I appreciate it. I'll take virtual hugs right now.
This is why we can't mix the races. But no, on a serious tip though, the chat
room. Wait a minute. You said a cue
what?
Is here.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
That's what I sound
wow.
like many nights.
Well, the chat room is going crazy. Zoe wants to know. She says she's European and Egyptian, so she dates a dude from Ghana. Is that interracial? So, you know, I guess that's kind of like a little haiku there. I don't really understand that one. Zoe, what country in Europe are you from? Then social elevation, she asks, she says, well, who would want to have a child that doesn't look like you? And that's pretty interesting, right? We all must have known someone that that said, well, I'm going to have a baby with him or her because we're going to have pretty babies, or, you know, I want my baby to have, you know, curly hair. And, you know, some people, they have interracial relationships just to have a child that's light.
Now, to me, that would be a concept of the self-hate.
Yeah. Zoe is Greek and Egyptian, like Cleopatra thing going on, like Mark Antony and stuff. Crazy. And Sammo, is it?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's Sammo or Sambo. Sammo says, race mixing is the cause of all of our problems. And Asir agrees with him. So that's what's up. You have any more callers up in
there? Yeah. Sammo sounds like he would be a real live one. I'm going to go back up north to 718-300. You've had your hand up for a while. 718-300.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
How are you?
All right.
Hey,
you got
what's
you.
Going on, Jasmine? Oh, Jasmine, you have such a nice voice.
Oh, thank you. You like my little mixed up voice?
That's that mixed voice, son. That's a mixed voice.
What's good, man?
Peace, what that?
Just understand it, man.
Oh, go on, understanding. Okay. Understanding.
Hey,
where are you from?
I live in Brooklyn. My family's from Korea. You know.
Okay.
That. So, you
know. My Asian brother.
And you know what? You know what's beautiful about it is I do have soft skin. You know what I mean?
But do you smell like garlic and rice and the whole Oriental market?
No, I smell like Egyptian musk.
Uh-oh, we might have to have a side conversation. You saying after professional
No,
stories?
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to call up because, you know, my daughter's half black and half Korean, obviously, you know what I'm saying? And it's interesting to hear you, you know, explaining your trials and tribulations and what you have to go through because my daughter kind of is going through something similar because, you know, she's with her mom more than she is with me and my part of the family. And the way I kind of grew up, I didn't really grow up in, let's say, a traditional home, you know, but I'm very in tune with my culture, though, for real. You know, I'm very in tune with my culture and things of that nature, but I didn't grow up that way. So the way I am the way I'm with her and the way I'm with my family is a little different. So my daughter is kind of like, she knows the difference now. She's 5 years old, but she's having a little, you know, little finicky things about maybe going to see my mom. And she's like, oh, I'm going to be shy. She'll tell me things like that, you know. But then she'll warm up, and when we get there, you know, she's just being a kid, obviously. But I don't know. It was nice to hear your perspective of how you grew up and how that affected you because Kimora Lee, she's I think, half Korean, half black, too. She wrote a whole book about that and, you know, and her trials and tribulations, what she had to go through, you know. So so that's, I really appreciate you sharing that, you know. I really appreciate you sharing that.
I'm glad. I didn't know how that was going to go over, but certainly, and I mean, I hope that you'll just be more in tune to your daughter and kind of help her defend herself because I think that would have helped me better and define myself too.
Yeah, and I also have two half white cousins. Okay, I have two half white cousins from the military because of the military. A man by the name of Smith. Came to Korea. Obviously, he was in the Air Force. Brought my aunt to Texas, and they had two kids, and she was able to bring all my family here. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just my history. It's crazy, you know, and it's kind of all mixed up in the topic of today. If it wasn't for this white man, my family would still be in Korea. You know what I mean? And my daughter probably wouldn't be here. I probably wouldn't know Victorious. You know what I mean? I'd probably be out there eating a bowl of noodles somewhere. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know. So
you're racist.
Like a Chinese market. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you know, a bowl of rice. Yeah, all right. All right.
Please,
all right.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
Yo, peace, Victoria. I'll talk to you. Holla.
Peace. Be somewhere eating a bowl of noodles and some white rice.
Well, that's crazy.
I guess
crazy.
You can do that in Brooklyn, too. There is, I want to take another caller because this person's had their hand up for a while. This number is 813-340.
These Florida callers. Everybody from Florida.
I know. 813-340. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to congratulate you guys on a great show and a great topic. And my contribution to this dialogue is 2 points. Number one, there's a stark difference between prejudice and preference. To be prejudiced is to prejudge, which means that you have closed yourself, versus a preference. And whether we want to admit it or not, we all have preferences. Even within the same culture, there are some, for example, African-American men who like lighter skin African-American women versus the darker skin. I myself, I'm open. I had a recent experience with a white gentleman a couple of months ago, and no, it wasn't dating. It was playing, and it was playing on purpose because I was curious, I must admit. But much to my surprise, what I learned from it is that it really does not matter. It's common interest, as I believe one of you said, and a true meeting of the minds. And there are some, you know, white men that are just curious about experiencing a black woman, and I'm not down with that. But if someone's bringing something of value to the table, I love my brothers, but, you know, you got to come correct. And if you're not, I'm not going to close the door on a man of a different ethnicity who will come correct.
Sounds good to me. And the lady has spoken.
Well, someone says that, someone says white is right, but then someone says that these things do matter in a system, or global system of white supremacy. Hopefully you can call up to expound on that. Sha, are you still there, Sha?
Yo, white is right, man. At least somebody hit it on the head, finally.
I don't like this whole thing about, white girls, they give head, and black guys don't know how to treat a woman. All those, the stereotypes pretty much is what I don't like. You know, that people have all these excuses not to deal with their own people. You know, like I've, in my years, I've met a lot of women who just, you know, they're just quote unquote over black men. And to me, that's a problem. You know, say what?
The movie Something New, Annihilation. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, I hated that movie for a few different reasons. But yeah, it's like that.
You must have a crush on Sinai.
I used to until that movie. Social Elevation says, what happened to dating someone because of a common interest and you're attracted to them? Yeah, that's cool. I'll keep it real. Like, my first experience that I did have with a white girl, you know, I was 14, I had a lot of things mixed up in my head, you know, saying really. I was young. This was right out of the 80s, and the media was a lot different. Media is messed up now, but it was a lot different back then. And, you know, pretty much I was in love with the bluest eye, you know, like even in terms of, let's say, Dukes of Hazzard, I thought Bo was the best one because he had blonde hair. So, you know, when I saw a white woman with blonde hair and blue eyes, you know, on TV, like, say, Candace Cameron on Growing Pains or whoever else was on TV, I was digging that, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times being attracted is cool, but you have to look at why you are attracted to something. And I think we dealt with that in show number 3. It'd be black, white, you know, tall, short, fat, whatever it is. There's always a reason for your attraction. And just with me, I can appreciate beauty in every damn body. That's just me. I just love women. But with me, I was able to isolate why I enjoyed certain features. You know, like there was a girl, like, oh, man, I like her tan, her golden, you know, bronze, whatever skin. You know what I'm saying? So attraction is cool and anything, but it's not always that simple. Sometimes it is,
if you don't look deeply, but sometimes, it's really something in there. I've known some white, Caucasian woman who, chat room is bugging out right now, who just date black men because it's cool. You know what I mean? It may piss their families off. It may make them cool in front of their friends. And they may say, oh, I just like Raheem. He's just so good looking. But, really, there's something behind that. So I guess today's question is it ever that deep? Is it ever that simple? So that's my little spiel there.
That's your question.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a few other calls I would like to get to. But before I put you on the line, just to let you know, you got about 30 to 60 seconds to make your point. So I'm headed back up north to 212-470.
Manhattan.
212.
Big city. You got to be a white person.
Oh, and 212 hung up.
Sorry.
And so, yeah, sorry. Sorry you made you wait so long, but
I'm sorry because you were white. It's my fault.
You said they were white and they hung up. Okay, and they were like, oh, my God, they can see my race. I'm going to go hit 702-273.
Got Las Vegas. Good God, you're white.
Hey.
Las
they
Vegas.
They might get through. Hey, can you hear me?
We can hear
you. We can hear you.
Okay, cool. Okay, so
who are you?
60 seconds, but, huh?
Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
I am also Filipina and actually Caucasian. And I never, ever in my life experienced anything when I was younger, I should say. I never experienced anything regarding my race that made me feel uncomfortable. Personally, I am married to a black man, and I have a stepson. Yeah, and now he, on the other hand, has experienced a couple of things. You know, like when I come and pick him up from the daycare, kids are like, that's not your mom, and things like that, you know. But I'm really surprised at how he actually reacts to it. He's 8 years old, and, he's just got this mentality where he's like, I know she's white, but who cares, And I really just love that because, I've always just been raised to just be who I am, not necessarily ignore, things like race and culture. Of course, I would never do that, but just to have it as part of me and something that I can learn from. And so, for my son to sit there and, react that way when somebody says something about my skin color, being different from his, I actually am really just proud of him. And we teach that kind of tolerance to him. But I don't know. I've always just I don't know. Now that I'm on, I'm like I don't know what to say.
That's okay.
But
okay. Welcome our my Filipina sister. But I will tell you this, that my family members that were mixed with white and Filipino or Spanish and Filipino did not have the same experience that I did as a dark skin Filipina. So I can imagine that your experience was as lily white as you just described. Thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I've heard that, there is a big difference between that, too. I did think that my Filipino side would have a big problem with me marrying a black man, but to my surprise, they were just, they welcomed him like no other, so it was amazing. But anyways, hi, Shai.
It's okay. They talk about him behind your back, but we certainly appreciate you calling in. And we're going to quickly go to 651-278.
Well, before you do, Catalina Janae says that white / Asians might have it easier. I'm wondering why she says that, but we'll give you an update later on. On to the caller.
Okay, so that's 651-278. Are you still there?
I am. Vic, you know I was going to call in on this. It's Jen. Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, hi. Jen. What's up?
I just had to call in and I wanted to talk to you about the comment that you said about self-hatred. The people that I used to hang around with, they were just like that. They wouldn't date anybody besides black men. And they were white women, and their reasoning behind it was because white men were dirty and gross. And that was their feelings about their own father, basically, the way that I saw it. And I've dated men of all races. My children are Mexican. Their father's Mexican. I've been in relationships with black men, been in relationships with white men. The thing is I don't support any of that self-hatred. I mean, you've got to open up your mind to everything if you're going to do it. You know, if you're going to jump in head first, you can't sit there and hate where you came from. Because if they ever told their father that, I would think they would be so embarrassed by it. So, I mean, that's just how I felt about it, about that topic.
Now, Jen, well, what have you experienced, you know, dating people other than white people?
Really, it's just dating. I don't have any negative experiences besides, well, the one story that I told you guys about, you know, my one boyfriend, I was with him for 6 years, sat me down one day and read the ISIS papers to me, you know, so, and that was after we were together for 3 years.
Wait,
so
how old were you?
26, 27.
So he sat you down and read the ISIS papers to you?
Yeah. He pulled me up into the bedroom and sat me down and said, "Now this is how we feel." And I was like, okay. And I sat there for 6 hours as he paged through the book and picked out excerpts to read to me.
How did you
feel
about that?
Have you read that book yourself? Have you read that book in its entirety?
No, I haven't yet. So it was just, I think what it was the points that he pulled out of the book were extremely offensive to me as a person. Just about how the points that he brought out were how all white people feel and how all white people in their head perceive these images. And it was just offensive to me because he wasn't asking my opinion. He wasn't asking anything from me as feedback. He was just basically telling me how it was. And I think that was the hardest part of it. And after that moment, it was just, I realized that with him, it would never be where we thought it would be after being together and living together for 3 years. So it was just,
wow.
It was hard. Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, Jen.
Yeah, no problem. I wish I could have shared more.
we'll be here next week. You know, it's funny. You know, I do know a couple of people who they will do the Jen's ex-boyfriend. You know, they'll get a white girlfriend or wife or baby mother, and then they'll try to educate them until, you know, all these different things. It's like, well, dude, you know, if you have knowledge of what's in the ISIS papers, you know, then why did you choose this person anyway? And if it wasn't that deep before, then why is it 3 years down the line that, you know, now you want to be the super black guy? You know, it's interesting. So, you know, he sat her down. He said, read this. You know, that's real interesting.
Do you think it could be potentially prompted by something? You know how some people put their foot in their mouth and they don't even realize they're doing it? Maybe she was needing an educational moment or something?
Well, maybe she said the N-word or something. I don't know, but I think maybe he just, maybe one of his homeboys like, yo, you still fucking that white girl? Like, what is wrong with you, brother? You know, because maybe he saw Malcolm X. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but that's just weird. Like, I know a lot of, like, a white girl came to me and about someone that I know, and it's like, well, this guy, he flirts with me, he acts like he wants to be with me and touch me and everything, but when it comes down to it, he says he can't because, you know, or whatever reason, whatever cultural reason. And I think a lot of brothers, they ride that line, they ride that fine line, you know, because, you know, let's keep it real, you know, black folks were slaves, and there's still a certain mentality that lingers, and the white woman sometimes is attached to the quote-unquote forbidden fruit, you know, and that's why sometimes when a person gets a certain level of success, financial or social, the first thing they want to do is go to, you know, a white woman, you know, when a person understands understands these things, you know, there's still, like, in a lot of black men, there's still this thing in them that's like, I want that, you know, I want that, you know, but they're conflicted because of whatever, you know, cultural ideas they have in their head, and that ends up, you know, man, how you have a lot of white women with black babies and no father around, things like that, you know, going on, or things like Jen, you know, sitting her down to read ISIS papers. So I think that a lot of times, you know, black men who do act like they're open need to really check themselves first before they try to enter into a relationship with a white person, you know, or watch Malcolm X, which Jasmine has never seen, I found out today. Jasmine, how have you never seen Malcolm X?
Well, look, are you going to at least let me hear a clip of it tonight?
Yeah, why don't you play that clip?
Thank you.
Come here, Sophia.
You're the man.
What's your story? When them white chicks can't get enough colored stars, is that what you are? Kiss my foot.
Kiss my foot, man, for occasion, or...
My feet. Yeah. That's your story, girl. So when you gonna holler rape, sister?
Me.
Yes, you. You would if the time came. You would, sure. You would.
Malcolm, let me save you. Come on.
I sure wish your mother and father could see you now. And that old fat you're gonna marry.
I sure wish Laura could see us.
Okay. That was Malcolm Little, you know, in the movie Malcolm X. If anyone remembers the scene, whoever saw it, where he was with the white girl, Sophia or Sophie, and she was making him, I don't know, grits or something like that. She's like, you know, come here, eat my food. And like, kiss my feet. You know, that's pretty interesting. You know, so, you know, here he is. He's with this white woman. He's sleeping with her. He's doing crimes with her and everything. But he hates her. You know, so it's pretty interesting the different dynamics you have in interracial relationships. And he's like, well, you know, when are you going to call, you know, the police on me? When are you going to call rape? You know, and then he says, I wonder, you know, if your father can see you now. So it's pretty interesting. Sometimes I know that since, you know, we do, and I say we, specifically feel that white women are weaker, I wonder if a lot of black guys date them because they want to dominate them. You know, is it back to the, you know, the whole slave thing? Like, well, now I have the upper hand, so this is pretty interesting, you know. I wonder.
Hmm. Makes me want to run out and see the whole movie.
Well, I you ain't never seen Malcolm X?
I just haven't seen it.
It's that Filipino side. The Filipino side,
yeah.
I didn't see Malcolm X.
It was not on our, you know, VHS catalog in our house. I just haven't seen it. But someone said something that was, I wonder if he's the person with his hand raised. Shaw?
Shaw?
Good show. Yeah.
Oh, are you about to leave, Shaw?
No, I'm just saying, it's a good show.
Oh.
Thanks for listening, Shaw.
Okay.
I thought he was back there talking about kiss my feet, something like that. That's what I thought I heard. Asir says, I mean, this is a pretty strong statement. A black man who sleeps with a white woman is like spitting in his mother's womb.
Lord, that's a nasty thought right there. A black man who sleeps with the it's in quotes. Well, I wonder who said that. Whose quote is that?
Please share, Asir.
Yeah, you know, that's deep right there. But boy, take that, Ma. What is a black woman sleeping with a white man? What is that? Like sucking your father's dick? I don't know. That's weird.
No, it's like breaking her father's penis or something. I don't know. But we have another
call. You're a traitor to your race. Sorry.
347. That's your neck of the woods, right?
347 what? What's the other?
347-247.
Ah, shit. I think we got our boy Samo, a.k.a. Get Over It. Brother No Love is on the phone.
Samo, are you on the line?
Is it Sambo or Samo? What is it?
Get it right. Samo, nigga.
Samo.
Oh, Samo. Saying the N-word and spitting in his mother's room on tonight's show. What's going on, Samo?
Man, y'all people crazy.
We crazy.
Y'all crazy.
How so?
You ever seen Boondocks?
Yeah, we saw Boondocks.
I didn't see Malcolm X, but I saw Boondocks.
Uncle Ruckus is your uncle.
Your uncle is Uncle Ruckus. You're like nephew Ruckus.
All seriousness, though. With the interracial thing, I think it's an interesting topic. We're all interracial. You ever think about that?
What do you mean by that?
Well, we're all everything.
Samo, I think you get high right before our show every week.
During the show. Just during the show.
And then he waits for the last minute to call in with some non-thought-provoking stuff.
What the hell was that?
My wife.
I think that's that lady that's kissing Sean's feet.
But Brother Samo, is that a white woman? In the background?
Nah, I think she's Filipino Asian. Mixed with Haitian.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
One of the cool things about tonight and being in control is that I can hang up on folks like I just did. Sambo.
Oh, man. You hung up on him because he has a white wife. Now, we have something interesting going on in the chat room. Social elevation has been setting traps for everybody, and I think someone walked into one. The whole spitting in the womb thing, someone says that that was a racist comment. And Social Elevation said why. And I'm waiting for it's a lot of drama in the chat room today. And someone says Filipinos are black. I think so, too. And that's why Jasmine and I talked behind the scenes. And, my first real girlfriend was a Filipino, but I didn't really think of her as being anything but, you know, black. You know, I think, you know, she may have been like the whole spiel when my grandfather is black and white, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, you know, we all the same people and anything. So and DJ Soul Sonic is very adamant about that. The Filipinos are black and they don't want to hear nothing about that. Okay, that's cool. And they call them Negritos. We're getting actually a lesson here. Hey, I'm with it. I mean, Koreans are black, you know, all that. Cambodians are definitely black. I'm with that.
I heard Mr. C's in the chat room.
Mr. C? Whoa, hide your kids. Hide little boys. allegedly, I don't know. And so Sonic is dropping it, saying that they migrated from Africa following the Indian Ocean to Southeast Asia.
Well, for those of them that don't know where they migrated from and they happen to stumble upon some light skin and long straight hair, they don't consider themselves as Negritos, as blacks, or any of that. So, you know, regardless of, you know, when you kind of break it down, and it would be great if everyone was enlightened, like Brother Sonic in the chat room, but for those that are not, you know, you run into these people. And I think, as I was sharing my experience, for those that don't understand their country of origin, their place of origin, or what have you, they can be extremely cruel to little negritas like myself. So thanks for the history lesson, but in the social aspect, you kind of get a totally different feel.
Pinoy power to everybody, Filipino in the chat room. Pinoy power.
And Eric the Weatherman said he migrated from his mama's womb in Detroit. So thanks, Eric, for that.
Well,
for all y'all liberal folk, and I think we only had one person actually, or two people. Well, I don't know. Does our friend from Las Vegas count, the one that's half white, half Filipino? Does she count as Filip? Would you count that as? I don't know. Cause I mean, like, is there like a direct line? Like with Jen, there's a line that was drawn. You know, I'm white, and I dated, I had Mexican children and everything. I don't think we had any callers, anyone in the chat room that actually is living that life, you know. But it's funny that everyone talks about how it's okay, except for, of course, Asir. Everyone says it's okay, but no one actually is doing that. So I'm wondering if people are just talking that talk. I wonder if this is like it's a big paper tiger where everyone says that, yeah, I don't mind interracial relationships. It's just not for me, though. Doesn't that mean that you actually mind it, you know? Let's say I'm going to ask Eric the Weatherman. Let's say you do like, Rusty, I'm talking about the life of interracial relationship, that life. Let's say you do have a preference, but you're not prejudiced, right? So you like black women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say for you, Jasmine, you like black men. Let's just say that. Let's just say that was true. I know it's not.
It is true.
Yeah, okay. You like Korean guys, like the Korean guy I called earlier. Now, let's just say that you don't care about when black men date white women. But when you see a black man and a white woman walking down the street, and it's a black man that you are attracted to, what do you feel?
Oh, well, I kind of feel the same feeling I feel when I see any man that I'm attracted to walking down the street with any woman. I feel mad. But, no, there is this little twinge, definitely. I mean, I won't lie. I think there is, and I think that I can't say any black woman, but I would love one to call up and say that they don't get that little twinge of, ugh. I can't even explain it, but it's kind of off-putting. And you always kind of wonder, like, you know, is it that they're truly in love, or is it that stereotype that he's using her? Like, for example, I hate to see this picture. It bothers me every time I see a white woman driving, clearly, her car, and a black man sitting in the passenger seat. It irritates me to no end, because it kind of reminds me of these younger black guys that say, you know, a white woman will do anything for a black man. That's why I mess with them. You know, I play with them. And it's wrong for several reasons, but one of them for sure that's wrong is you're using someone. You're misleading them.
Mm.
Because a white woman, or whoever the woman is, because I've seen black women get dumped over like that too, but, you know, thinks that they're actually in a relationship. They don't realize that they're just a taxi, or, you know, the hookup, or what have you, or the sample of coochie, you know.
Jen is in the chat room. Sorry to cut you off. Jen is in the chat room saying, speak, Jasmine. I think that she has a white woman, probably has been used for credit a couple of times.
Yeah. See, Jen, don't.
I'm going to find me a white
like
girl. I'll get my credit up, son.
So I like
and get
too.
Some head.
But no, so that irritates me. And then, so that's one reason. The second reason is, you know, is it that insecurity that we're also talking about, that leading into or perpetuating this sense of power that if you have a white woman, then you have like the ultimate whatever. You know, you have a good job, a house, and a white woman, so then you're complete. Well, that doesn't, again, put any value on the woman herself for who she is, but as a person, you know, like a statue, a trophy, or however you call it. So then I look, and I'm not looking down at the couple because of the woman, so to speak. I think I get angry with the man because I automatically, and this is, you know, it's not a good thing, but hey, it's the truth, automatically place him in one of those two categories. And perhaps it's because of people that have been embarrassed to say, I truly love this woman, or I have a preference for white women because I love their blue eyes, their blonde, you know, blonde hair, black hair, whatever, their long hair, whatever, and they say things like, nah, I would never date a white woman, and then when you see them with one, shot, Iowa, they got to play it off, like, I'm just using her for X, Y, or Z.
We at the movies, me and the boy, we at the movies.
Yeah.
running the train on her in the movie theater when you really love her. And so I think I would feel a little bit better if men truly stood up and said, you know, this is the woman that I love. I'm okay with that, whatever. Or, you know, just didn't front. Or use any woman. I don't care what color she is. Get your own, you know. So that's how I feel.
Well, Ebony says that men and women both can be users, and I definitely agree that it goes both ways. You know, I think I touched on that earlier a little bit, that there are people, let's say they're a white woman and black woman, that they, let's say a white woman may date a black man, like I said, just to get that whole street thing going on, you know. You may have a black woman. I'll say again, well, in the boring suburban town, I don't know. This, yeah, see, rebellion is something that's real in everybody's race and culture, you know, and for some of us, it's easier to live it out than other ones, you know. Even, let's say, me being Panamanian and Guyanese, one of my aunts told me when I was younger, don't ever bring a Haitian girl home, you know. So if I wanted to rebel, I would bring a Haitian girl home, you know. So basically, whether you have the white and black thing, which are, we just keep on saying white and black, because those are the most drastic lines that society teaches us, that, yeah, there are a lot of white women that date the craziest, thuggiest, you know, half a Muslim ass, you know, black, just to get that rise out of other people, you know. And there's a whole Mandingo fantasy. You know, and then also, like I said earlier, there's black women who think that white men are the ticket up. You know, so yeah, definitely Ebony, who never calls. We know it goes both ways. It goes both ways. And someone asked you, Jasmine, what if you had, you're in a hot seat, what if you had a child and it came out looking Asian?
I'd put it back in. I don't know what.
Oh.
Let it bake a little longer. I mean, I get. I don't know. It's hard. That to me, okay. I guess let me put it this way. My daughters are. Their father is Jamaican. They are darker skin than me. And we share features, but just like everybody else that has children, I'm sure you know you have some features. They have some features of both parents. There's a color complex to some degree in our house. The kids notice, you know, that mommy is light and we're dark like daddy. But, you know, we talk about it and it's, we love ourselves. We love our skin color. And we, in our family, we have all shades from yellow, being my mother, and that's what they call her, yellow, and to dark skin. I don't love my children any different. So I'm sure if it came out looking like my mother, then I would love it the same. But that's kind of it. I mean, I even get when I take my kids to school at times, well, I used to, their aunt looks more like them than I do. She's darker skin, and they have a lot of her features, and they would think that she was their mother. So, you know, I'm sure that happens in every family, whether it's most mixed or not. But I don't think I would have a problem with that. I don't know if I answered the question. I'm not really sure what I was supposed to.
I don't know. What is it? I don't know if it was a question. But,
okay.
Man, well, you know what? Y'all acting like we don't know we ran over time.
Yeah, we are about 15 minutes over time.
Maybe they don't know. No, we know.
Maybe they don't. They're going in, they're talking about the devil and all kinds of things. But, and Ebony, I'm sorry that we didn't get you tonight. Sometimes you guys need dial and you just need to kind of hang out for a little bit.
Did Ebony call?
We actually have a... She
Ebony dial one.
She said it's cool. Okay, thanks, Ebony. Must have, but there were some folks that couldn't wait.
No, we can get Ebony if Ebony really wants to call.
Okay, well, we'll make a special exception for Ebony.
Well,
Ebony,
thank
dial
you.
One.
Thank you, everybody, for calling, chatting, logging in, telling a friend, checking the archive. Welcome to the Emotion Picture if it's your first time. And what we're going to do tonight, like we did last week, is we're going to have our bedtime stories. Sam, I want to go overtime. Okay.
Well, we're going to go overtime into bedtime stories.
Yeah. We don't talk for free. We don't. We won't just do this for free, you know what I'm saying? But, so, Jasmine, you want to take us on out, or do we have any more callers?
Well, it looks like Ebony is going to save her comments for next week.
She be fronting. She don't be down in one. Ebony don't be down in one.
And I really love the fact that everyone is asking for double overtime. We really appreciate that. But we have some callers that are really looking forward to our second week of bedtime.
Double overtime.
Double overtime. So
we gave y'all 17 minutes.
And it's still not enough. That's a wonderful thing. So good night, everyone. And Soul just told me to love myself, so I'm going to do that. And I'm going to love myself and wake up and go to Shaw Stimuli.
I just wanted to say real quick, by the way, last week we had some soul music. And this week, bedtime stories ain't that, so you need to get ready to hear some white folk shit. So, if you racist or something like that, you ain't finna like this next mix that I'm gonna do. But it's good music. Oh, and I wanted to say, like, what's the chick name? Dark Angel. What's her name is? Dark Angel.
Who's that?
The actress.
Dark Angel?
No, the actress. Oh. Somebody know Dark Angel. I don't know her name, but and Quincy Jones' daughter. You know, those are exceptions to the rule. And as a young Alyssa Milano, yeah. So
not old one.
I'm a lot of no.
We're dedicating bedtime stories tonight to Jen, and everybody just love yourself.
Yeah, all my ladies out there, put a hand in the air. Keep your head up. You don't need a weave, you don't need a wig. Nails ain't right, hair ain't dead. I don't even care, you still do it big. Ain't no other man gonna tell you like this. Check this out, girl, mirrors don't lie. Looking in your eyes, I see your beauty. If I gotta testify, put my hands on the Bible, got my left one in the sky. And second is an effortless, girl, you don't even try. Hi, I know what you hear. You need light skin, you need good hair. You need a better body for a man to be aware that you exist, but I ain't. Don't nobody else compare. The song says shake what your mama gave. Chick shaking what the doctor gave. Damn, girl, got injections in your booty, so it's fatter. I just say embrace your beauty, deep in sockets, that's what matters. You don't like the way your ass looks in slim pants, and your A cups make you want implants. And you need those expensive ass big brand names. Drake told you to get fancy. You don't need a weed, you don't need a wig. Nails ain't right, hair ain't dead. I don't even care, you still do it big. Ain't no other man gonna tell you like this, girl. You don't need no makeup, you could just wake up, go.
Complicate your mind. We belong to the light. We belong to the light. Every now and then I fall apart.
Right on, right on.
nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart.
Will you still love? DJ Victorious.
At this moment.
What did you think I would do at this moment? When you're standing before me with tears in your eyes, trying to tell me that you found you another, you just don't love me no more. What did you think I would say at this moment, when I'm faced with the knowledge that you just don't love me? Did you think I would curse you or say things to hurt you? You just don't love me no more. Did you think I could hate you or raise my hands to you? Now come on, you know me too well. Kiss the ground that you walk on. If I could just hold you again. If I could just hold you, if I could just hold you.
Thank you.
Maybe some time.